What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Nerdament Podcast. I know it's been a while. This is the first episode of Season 2. I'm here, as per usual, with Aaron.
Hello.
For the first time in living color. And behind the camera, we got Victoria, who will actually be out here with us in future episodes. But for this one, we have something kind of special. Aaron, you want to tell them what's up?
Yes. For those of you that have listened to the podcast, or rather watched the podcast the last season, then you'll know, for all the new watchers out there, in the Nerdment Podcast, me and Hayden create a 128-seed bracket. We did Marvel, DC, Image, Dark Horse, comic characters, basically, last season, and we fought them out, and if you want to find out who won, I mean, you can go check it out.
Yeah, all 70 episodes, or anywhere you want to listen to a podcast.
Watch all of them.
Cannot watch those last ones, just so we're clear. You can actually watch these ones,
yes, you can.
Aaron.
Because now we are on YouTube.
And yes, they know that.
Well, if they're on Spotify, Hayden.
Yeah. Hi, Spotify.
Hi.
Thanks for watching. Waving. But anyway, yeah.
This season, as you can see from the pops in front of us, or if you've seen our teaser reels, TikTok, shorts, whatever,
Instagram,
social media things, then you can tell that we're doing Star Wars this season. So basically here for this episode, we're going to do a prologue that shows the behind the scenes of me and Hayden creating the bracket in itself, because last season things got a little weird with how things were set up, with people like Franklin Richards, who is literally a godchild, ending up at like 62.
Yeah, he was like a 70th seed or whatever.
Yeah, I blame
that's
the fact.
Not happening.
Yeah, I let Hayden take charge of the bracket making last time. So I completely blame him for that.
Yeah.
So we're doing this more cross-reference kind of way, and we are having y'all out there to keep us accountable for it.
Yeah, just so it's clear, Aaron and I are the only ones that have presented characters in this podcast. That's going to change this season. We're going to have other people on here to present characters. And it may be a surprise to Aaron and Victoria, but there's a lot of Star Wars fans out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot that's going to come on this channel, too.
And naturally, as a Star Wars fan, you feel very strongly about your character.
Yeah, and we're probably going to make most of you mad today.
Yes. Today, we are going to make a lot of people mad.
Yeah, Aaron, what are we doing today?
Well, today, as I said, we are doing the draft, basically the draft pickings. And honestly, Hayden, I don't know how this works in sports, so you're going to have to
not at all like what we're about to do.
So, basically, we're assigning each of these characters an overall. That is, if they win like 100, if they win it in 100 fights, then they would win this many amount of times.
You know, like in Madden or in FIFA or any sport game, your player has like an overall rating 0 to 100 usually. In Pez, it's like 105, but that's what we're doing. So we have a couple of 99s on here.
We do. We do not. Yeah. We're keeping things from 100.
Yeah. No. Nobody's 100. Is 100. Nobody has three digits here. We got a couple 99s, a few 98s, some 60s.
The baseline for this, by the way, that we're doing, is basically like the most powerful characters in here will be a 99.
Yeah.
But basically,
they'll be the top seeds.
Yes. To pass this test, you have to get a 70 by being able to beat 4 Magna Guards.
That is the baseline.
Yes.
The baseline is 4 Magna Guards.
If you see us rate someone below a 70, then we do not think they can handle it.
Okay. So before we get to the 99 cool ratings.
Yes.
Okay. Aaron has a list of over 128 characters, so we have to whittle it down first.
We have a few more Jedi than we anticipated for.
We have a lot of freaking Jedi out there.
Okay, so first, we've set this up in 3 separate categories. We have 64 Jedi, since there are so many Jedi.
So many.
Yes. And since, naturally, due to the rule of 2, there are so little Sith, we only have 32 of them.
And but they're generally more powerful than the Jedi are.
Yes.
So don't worry.
Yeah, they can hold their own.
They're well represented.
Yes. and the rest of the 32 we are fitting in by miscellaneous characters. People who may use the Force but don't exactly fit into Jedi or Sith. And also people like bounty hunters or other people who don't use a lightsaber blade but can also hold, or don't use the Force but can hold their own against the Jedi, like Din Djarin.
Yeah, and you might be tempted to be like, well, they would easily get defeated by a Jedi, but bounty hunters like Cad Bane and Jango Fett were known for killing Jedi. So
and taking them on.
They were bounty hunters that specialized in killing Jedi, so...
And a few of these bounty hunters have extensive dealings with Jedi, which give them a lot of edge in the fact that they know how the Jedi operate.
Yeah, something Aaron failed to mention about this podcast is that he does a lot of research.
I'm the research guy.
About these characters, and he's very detailed. I generally am not.
This is why
there's a lot
I
of
won.
Feelings-based argument for me. So,
logic.
Yeah.
This is why I won more of the rounds last season.
He did. He didn't win most of them.
Yep.
I'm trying to get him to where to agree to a loser gets a tattoo, even though it's probably going to be me.
Yeah, the loser's still going to be him.
And it wouldn't be my first time.
I'm not gonna make a deal on that, all right? I don't have any tattoos. He's like four now.
Three?
I'm counting the full sleeve as two.
Oh, okay. there's not a full sleeve. Anyways, who do you have that's extra? Like, who do we have to... The only arguing, theoretically, that we're going to do today.
Yes.
Who is it about?
Okay. So, we have a few characters that we should talk about. First one we should talk about is if we should include Finn from the sequels as a Jedi.
Victoria, you have a microphone. Would you like to say something?
Yes. Victoria's behind the camera, everyone. She will be normally... joining us during the regular
season
as our judge.
She'll be in the middle of the table, right here in this corner.
Yes.
But, Victoria?
Hello.
Turn around the mic. Turn the mic around. There you go. Okay, there it is. Okay.
Hello, my name is Victoria. You can't see me, but I apparently get a spotlight right now to say something. And so, of course, as per usual, I'm going to say something out of pocket, and that has nothing to do with this. If you watch our previous podcast, you'll understand.
You can't watch the previous podcast.
Yes, you can.
For you can do whatever
Jesus
you want.
Christ.
The previous podcast.
Listen to it on Spotify, Apple
iTunes.
You can
stare at your screen while you do it.
Anyway, you'll find out in the previous
have a picture
podcast
of us
that I'm never on topic.
I feel bad for
her.
She's never on topic and we do not listen to her.
No.
They just talk over me. But I vote Finn because...
Well, you don't even know the other options are.
But
yeah.
I'm a fan of Finn as well.
No, I just vote Finn because
the dog?
Finn and I love him.
Our parents' dog?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the one I named? Fenrir?
Yes.
Who has nothing to do with Star Wars?
No.
No.
It's
Norse
actually,
mythology.
Yeah.
By the way, Victoria, I was meaning to do this. What are your qualifications as our judge?
Yeah.
Here?
Oh, okay, yes.
I feel like we should go over
deep
that.
Into that. So, I have no qualifications.
Nice.
I'm just kind of here as that person who is just kind of like an outsider to the Star Wars world. Mm.
You're who everybody's going to get mad at.
Yes, yeah. I'm definitely going to be the person that makes you the most mad.
Don't worry, I'll do something to make people mad too.
When was the first time that you... I'll do something to make people mad too. When was the first time that you watched Star Wars all the way through?
Hayden is actually the person who made me watch Star Wars.
I did.
Through. I like put
all of them too.
All of them. I have some like opinions that are probably not.
This is a safe space.
A lot of people don't like. No, I think I'm gonna save those for when we really get into things.
He's not on this tournament.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Han Solo.
Oh no!
Oh yeah, you
didn't.
You don't. No, you said
you
didn't.
You
said
you didn't like Han Solo.
You said you liked when he died.
My thought process changed when I watched his like more so backstory.
Oh yeah, she watched the Solo story.
When you watched Solo, okay.
Did you like Solo?
I did like Solo.
I like Solo.
I love Solo.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like Solo.
Yeah. So my thought process about him changed. I thought we were talking about. Let's just not get into that. So
Luke, you're talking about Luke Skywalker. Yeah. Aaron, how many Jedi do we have on this list? And does he count as a Jedi?
Luke?
No, Finn. Eddie.
No.
Obviously,
no.
Luke
well,
counts
first,
as a
first,
Jedi.
First, Hayden, what is your qualification? We got to get our ethos established.
our dad was a Star Wars fan from the beginning, and we watched all of them on, like, one of my earliest movie memories was watching Revenge of the Sith. That just movie destroyed me. I didn't watch it for 10 years afterwards because it was so sad.
I watched it several times.
But that's because Aaron is dead inside.
Yeah. He's not wrong.
But so, I have been into Star Wars on and off for a while. I'd say I'm more into Marvel and DC than I am Star Wars at the moment. So, I guess, I've been a Star Wars fan since Attack of the Clones. And I'd say my favorite Star Wars movie is going to make some people mad, and including Dad. Dad's going to be like, how can that be your favorite? I'm going to say Attack of the Clones is probably my favorite Star Wars movie. Yeah, so it's just because that's one of the first ones that I remember actually watching, as a child.
Nostalgia.
Yeah, nostalgia. Okay. And, Attack of the Clones is my favorite because of nostalgia. Also, army of guys wearing armor shooting robots.
That's just because of the Clone Wars.
Yeah. Clone Wars is freaking amazing.
Yeah, I'm wearing the shirt for it right now.
Clone Wars is fantastic.
You can see if the mic wasn't falling down.
Aaron's favorite Star Wars movie is Return of the Jedi.
That's right. It's very close between Return of the Jedi and A New Hope. I guess we're going to my qualifications now.
Yeah.
Our dad was also...
The Empire Strikes Back is an amazing movie.
It's amazing. Okay. The problem is, it's nostalgic factor. I watched the original trilogy on repeat all the time, you know.
That's the middle part of that trilogy.
Yeah. Okay, here's the thing. Get into the mindset of a 3-year-old kid. that's a really... That you are a 3-year-old child. So Empire Strikes Back to me was always boring because all the story elements and
it is really story heavy.
Yeah, it's story heavy and not battle heavy, which is a lot of the.
But you get Yoda for the first time.
Yoda's great. But, yeah. You also get Yoda in mm-hmm. Return of the Jedi. But yeah, Return of the Jedi is still one of my favorite movies. Luke is one of my favorite characters up there with Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Captain Rex. I've watched Clone Wars several times.
All the way through.
Yeah, I've watched Rebels as well, Mandalorian several times, read a couple of books in the High Republic, so is Hayden. So basically, yeah.
I've read more books in the...
Yes, Hayden's basically the expert on the Old Republic, and I'm basically
their expert on Rebels. I know who Revan is.
I know who Revan is. I know who Kanan Jarrus is.
Okay, anyways. So, Aaron. What list is Finn on? Is he on Jedi?
He's on the Jedi list.
All right, and how many Jedi do we have?
We need to... we have 67 Jedi.
And how many can we have?
So, 64. We need to cut 3. So, there are also some Jedi that are weak on this list.
The one in particular has to be on here just because he has to be on here.
Dinosaur Man?
Yeah. Coleman Trevor.
Yeah, yeah. We have to have some sort of baseline here.
He's lower than the Magna Guards, by the way.
Yeah, he is.
We graded him.
He's one of the only ones.
In the 60s. He's in the 60s.
Yeah.
So
on here we have Finn. We also have Sifo Dyas. The famed Jedi who went with Count Dooku to found the Clone Army.
But we never actually saw what he looked like.
We saw what he looks like in Clone Wars. We never see him actually do anything. So that's my, except for in comics. So I think he's out.
Cut him.
Okay. No more Sifo
Dyas. Cut that guy.
Right. Well, no, moving somebody on. Who else we got?
Whoa. He died. Show some respect.
Got shot down.
Show some respect, Aaron.
No. So we also have Shaggy. From the 2002 Clone Wars animation.
No.
No? Dude, he's basically Coleman Trevorrow.
No. We have Coleman Trevorrow. We don't need another one.
Also on this list, I have Halsey and Knox, who fought Savage Opress and then got murdered in 3 seconds.
Who was the apprentice?
Knox.
No.
No to Knox?
Yeah, there. Easy. We're down. You got all 3 of those Jedi eliminated.
You really want to get rid of Shaggy?
Yes. We have Coleman Trevorrow. We don't need another one.
Okay.
We have enough Sith, right? The Sith is the correct
Sith amount. Sith is exactly perfect. Now, we have the miscellaneous. We have 39 of them, and we need 32. We need to cut 7.
Okay.
This one can get a bit harder. So we have Kylo, Ahsoka, Grievous, Ponk, Krell, Mother Talzin, Snoke, Pre Vizsla, Din Djarin, Grand Inquisitor, Second Sister, Ninth Sister, Fifth Brother, Seventh Sister, Eighth Brother, Boba Fett, Jango Fett, Bo-Katan, Cad Bane, Barriss Offee, Dark Side Barriss Offee, Dryden Vos. I'm so sorry if you didn't, if I say some. I'm so sorry if I just go over a spoiler right now.
Yeah.
If you're like watching Clone Wars for the first time and then I just drop Dark Side Barriss Offee in here. Dryden Vos, Kira, Embo, Bosk, Dengar, IG-88, IG-11.
Which one is Embo? Which one is Embo?
Embo is the best. He's the one with the, he has an Anuba with him. He also has the bowcaster and the disc.
Yeah, that dude's dope. That guy's amazing.
He's the second best bounty hunter in Clone Wars.
Never mind.
Yeah, he's on this list. That guy's freaking amazing. I will fight you for this. He's my favorite bounty hunter.
He's got a frisbee hat. Are you kidding me?
He snapped a dude's neck on live television.
he's basically that guy from Mortal Kombat.
Kind of, yeah.
Raiden? He has to stay on this list.
Not Raiden.
Did you say Raiden?
I'm not. If we did a Mortal Kombat one, I would not be the expert.
I don't think we have enough characters for that.
Aura Singh, the cool Praetorian guard. That's how I'm calling him.
Is that the one that put Kylo in a headlock?
Yeah. He actually defeated Kylo. And then Kylo stabbed him in the face. The four Magna Guards, which are our baseline.
That's just one person. That's not four individual Magna Guards.
Yeah, it's like if you fight TMNT, you have to fight TMNT.
Mm. Yeah, Wonder Woman destroyed the Cyborg.
Just Donatello.
Donatello.
The Armorer from Mandalorian, Gar Saxon, Arcan, Thexan, Baz, Chiru, Taryn, Malakos, Sabine Wren, Fennec Shand, and Ty York.
Alright.
My argument here is I think we should give her the Baz. No disrespect to Baz. I'm talking about, if you don't know, I'm talking about one of the Rogue One characters.
The blind one or the non-blind one?
That's true. True is the blind one. This is the his friend and possible lover.
That's fine.
In Rogue One. Yeah.
He's had a gun.
He has a gun and he's really good against multiple targets. But this is a duel.
But because of gun.
Yeah. And people know how to close gaps with guns. But yeah. This is a duel, so this is a lot harder for him.
Yeah, so that's good. I'm fine with that.
No disrespect to Baz.
Scroll back up a little bit. There was a guy that I was thinking. The Armorer?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say we get rid of her because we only saw her fight once and it was just some stormtroopers.
That's true. And she did demolish them though.
Yeah, but they're stormtroopers. That's true.
Yeah, the Armorer probably too new.
Too new. X. Alright. We're down two, we need to get eliminated another 5.
Yeah, if we're gonna get
the brothers and sisters that don't matter.
Yeah, I think we should probably get rid of the 8th brother.
I don't even know who that is. So.
He was in Rebels. He showed up in one episode in Rebels, and he was doing some a 2-on-2 against Kanan and Ahsoka. Also, if you didn't know, Ahsoka was in that show. I'm sorry, but he was doing 2-on-2 against there, and then Maul showed up out of nowhere doing his screaming thing, and then they quickly killed his other compatriot. And then Kanan just yoinked and cut his lightsaber.
Yeah, no.
He's dumb.
X that person.
You never even see his face.
Boom. Gone. Alright, so that's 3. Who else we got on there that's sucky?
Well, they're not sucky, but we could do Fennec Shand. Because she's so new. But she did in The Bad Batch, which Hayden has not watched. Spoilers for The Bad Batch. Fennec Shand did show up in there, and she beat Cad Bane. She was able to outsmart Cad Bane. So, and put him on the run. She's also really quick and really good with the sniper rifle.
Okay.
Okay, that does.
Praetorian Guard?
Praetorian Guard?
Yeah.
Since we just don't know who he is.
Yeah, we don't know that dude.
Yeah,
former Navy SEAL probably.
I was worried about it.
I think that's what the people that were in the costumes were like former military, like special ops. people. Yeah. So
I was really hoping we could do that, but I guess not.
We can do the baseline.
I don't want to give her the baseline.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
If we have to give her the baseline, then.
Yeah. How many other brothers and sisters can we cut?
Second sister and ninth sister, we gotta keep in there.
Because they were in
Because we can, it's a clear version of how we can see them fight, thanks to Fallen Order.
We see them fight a lot.
Grand Inquisitor clearly has to be in there. Mm. Fifth sister and seventh brother both kind of suck, but I mean, they qualify themselves to be here.
How so?
They fought several times in Rebels. They were never without one. They were never without each other, but they were always able to fight people like Kanan and Ezra, put the rest of the Rebel group on the run and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then they got embarrassed by Ahsoka, but I mean, come on, who doesn't get embarrassed by Ahsoka?
That's fair.
And then Maul. Then there's Maul.
How about, I know this is going to sound, because I know he's like super powerful or whatever, Snoke, because we never saw him actually do anything, and he was just a reanimated version of Palpatine's former master.
Yeah. Or a cloned version.
Yeah. So,
on that same,
and as far as we know, there could have been multiple clones.
There were.
Yeah, so,
we saw them in the tanks in Rise of Skywalker. On that same line, I'm also thinking Mother Talzin. Because Mother Talzin is in that same kind of pack in the,
old.
Well, yeah, she's extremely powerful.
She's kind of a ghost.
She was a ghost, yeah.
Yeah.
For a time in Clone Wars, in the comics and all that. But, you never actually see her fight. Okay, she's not an active combatant.
Yeah, cut her.
Cut Snoke.
Cut Snoke. Yeah. So, how many we got left?
They're not dual worthy.
How many left do we have?
We need to cut one more.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah. I don't want to cut Gar Saxon, because you saw what he did to he was doing in that fight in Clone Wars. And he was enough to put the fear into the Mandalorians and Rebels.
There's like a kind of sucky.
You could do Dryden Voss.
We only saw him fight once, and it was against Han Solo and
Kira.
Kira.
And Kira killed him.
Yeah. Sorry, Paul Bettany.
Yeah.
Not today. Paul Bettany and his weird eye tattoo things.
Talking about those contacts? Oh, yeah. They got like. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You get it.
Yeah,
you've seen the movie.
So yeah, most of those people, just because the fact that they're not active combatants, Mother Talzin only fought once, and that was against Mace Windu.
Mm-hmm.
Dryden Voss only fought once, and that was when he got murdered. Snoke didn't really fight.
He pushed people around.
Yeah, he was able to do Force lightning in like a reflected manner.
Yeah. So there we go. I think we got the list now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can start putting them on a bracket. Exciting.
All right, let's start let's start deciding our ranks.
Yes.
Yoda.
99.
Luke Skywalker.
Which age 99? Which age Luke Skywalker?
I was thinking physical and like where the physical and the force kind of, because when you're old you're at your force prime, but when you're young you're at your physical prime. So I'm saying like meet in the middle on that and say like Mandalorian
Luke
just
Skywalker?
After Return of the Jedi.
99.
I'd say 98.
Okay, 98.
I'm strict. Obi-Wan.
94.
I'm saying like 97.
97. No.
Why 94?
He's the best. Because his fighting ways are defensive.
Yeah.
And he's not that strong in the force.
Aaron,
put him in 94 because he's Obi-Wan Kenobi and it doesn't freaking matter what you put him at. It doesn't matter where you put him on the thing. He's going to get to like the Sweet 16 anyways. It's like Spider-Man. Anakin. Spider-Man made it to the semifinals regardless.
Anakin.
97. Victoria, what do you think?
Sure.
Boom. This is him in his physical prime, so. Rey Skywalker.
All right, I think I disputed you on this one.
You, I said 95 to 99. You said 93.
Yeah, 93.
Well, I mean, at that point, her and Ben Solo were the strongest people in canon.
Well, did you see what I put on Ben Solo's thing down there?
You said 99.
I did. Said 99
for Ben Solo. I think they should be the same because they're a Force dyad.
I don't think they should be the same because Rey doesn't know how to fight with a lightsaber.
Yeah, but she also made her own lightsaber form.
That's just swinging a blade around. It looks like
she used it on street fighting with a staff. She based it on that, so that puts her at a wild
card. 95.
95.
I will go up to 95.
Fuck. Qui-Gon Jinn.
Old Qui-Gon Jinn or young Qui-Gon Jinn?
The Qui-Gon Jinn that got murdered.
85.
Yeah.
I'm going to agree on that. Yaddle. We disagree on this.
Yeah. I marked this one on the sheet because we disagreed so much.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said 90 to 95.
I said 85.
Dude, she's a Yoda species.
We didn't see her do anything other than sit in a chair. Aaron.
Comics.
Go down two, and then we'll discuss the disparity in your grading system.
I'm going down one. I'm going down one. I'm very strict in my grading system. Plo Koon, one of my favorite Jedi. 84 to 88.
I said 88, didn't I?
Yes.
That's fine.
I think actually 86.
87. That's how you negotiate, folks.
You're just saying that because of who's underneath. All
right, Aaron?
Kit Fisto.
Yeah, what did you say?
83 to 87.
I said 87 to 92.
Which is ridiculous.
Are you kidding me? How is that ridiculous?
Okay.
Man was a cheat code in Clone Wars, Aaron. He could swim. He was funny. He was the second to last one to die in the fight against Palpatine. Are you kidding me?
I stand by what I said.
No.
I will give you 87. 88. Same as Plo Koon. Same as 88. Plo Koon. Dude, he and Plo Koon are equals.
88.
He and Plo Koon are equals.
How?
And the fact that every time you see them out there, they dominate, but they're not up to the level of like the Skywalkers. And Kenobi and Yoda.
I didn't give him a 90.
Gave him a 92.
You spit on me.
Okay. No.
He has always been my favorite character.
If I wanted Plo Koon would be in the 90s. I love Plo Koon. But I'm being objective about this. It's and Plo Koon. Yeah.
Nothing wrong
I'd
with that.
I'd simp for Plo Koon.
You're a simp for Plo Koon.
I do simp for Plo Koon. Okay. But Kit Fisto.
I will allow a 90.
No.
I've upped my price.
No. Absolutely not. Dude, he needs to be in the same area. Because I hate to tell you this, because I love Kit Fisto too. He died very soon.
Dude, everybody died very soon against Palpatine, except for Mace Windu.
Yeah. He does not. And Mace Windu is like in the low 90s on this list.
Victoria.
Yes.
What do you think? 90s above or below 90 for Kit Fisto?
High 80s. I'll put him at the same as.
That was the wrong answer.
Don't give me that look. Also, you called on me, so I get to choose.
I don't want to. I take it back.
Kiadi Mundi. We're in the same range. Yeah, 80 to 85, 83.
83, yeah. That's not the middle.
Shakti. You put her in an 89?
Yeah, why not? She was cool.
She was cool,
very powerful.
She wasn't an active combatant that much,
though. She was very powerful.
She stayed on Kamino most of the time.
What did you have her at? 80
to 85, same as Kiadi Mundi. I'll give an 84.
84. I'll do 84.
Yeah. Aayla Secura. I have her the same as Shakti and Kiadi Mundi.
Easy stuff.
Luminara Unduli. I'm going to say like an 82. Because they disrespected her hard in Rebels. I don't mean like the show creators. I mean like the Empire disrespected her hard in Rebels. They put her in a mad cryogenic tube to like lure in other surviving Jedi. So I'm going to say 82.
From now on, if you have a grade on there and I don't have a grade.
We're just going with it.
Yeah, go with that. And then if I have a grade on there, because he gave me this list today and I threw on some of my notes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's one that we don't agree on. Mace Windu.
Yeah.
I think low 90s. Hayden said like mid-90s.
90 to 96.
I said 89 to 94.
Mace Windu was arguably as powerful as Yoda.
Yeah. He did get thrown out of a window.
He also got surprise attacked by Anakin, Aaron.
I also heard somebody say once that Mace Windu, this stuck with me in a character analysis of Mace Windu, is Mace Windu embodied everything that the Jedi did wrong. And he embodied what was wrong with the politics of the Jedi at the time, merely the fact that they were involved in politics. So I think that warrants him, that held him back as a Jedi. And I think that warrants him into like a 94.
He do sword fight good.
Yeah. But that's because he draws on the dark
92.
Side. 92?
Okay. 92. What do you think, Victoria?
Do you agree with that?
92 okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Cool.
No arguments here.
Type. There he goes.
Who is that? Cal?
Yeah, Cal Kestis. We kind of agree on this. I said 74 to 85. You said 80.
Flat 80.
No. Which puts him at the same as Ezra Bridger from Rebels. Like peak of that.
Now, here's the thing, though. Because we're obviously going to get more on Cal Kestis in the future as a character. So he has potential in the future to get up there. But it's 2021. It's
September. We've only seen Fallen Order 2021.
So... He's an 80.
Yeah.
He survived Vader, but he...
By running away.
Yeah. Which everybody... That's how everybody does it.
Unless he... Yeah, generally.
Seer Junda. His master.
Oh. I guess his master. Slightly higher than Cal.
I would currently say slightly lower than Cal because she's out of practice.
82. Oh, yeah. Her. Yeah, no. Like no, 76.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was like a retired Jedi. So.
Yeah. She did destroy this purge. Coleman Trevor. Yeah. I'm gonna agree with this. Yeah.
69.
I need your help on this one. Satele Shan, Old Republic Grandmaster.
The one that
Double Blade.
That pushed what's his name into a mountain?
Yes. Ooh. I rated her as 87 to 93.
I'm gonna say 93 is probably a fair grade. For her.
Okay.
Her master, did you get her master on here?
Yes. He's down here a little bit.
That guy is amazing. Oh, he's really good. He's a really good fighter.
Khaosen Darak. Yes.
Yeah.
I haven't met 85 to 89.
Actually. Yeah, that's fine. That's fair.
80, like which one?
87. Okay. Yeah, he took on two Sith, a Sith master and a Sith apprentice.
Battle master.
With a dual-bladed lightsaber and a single-bladed lightsaber. Killing the master and then being killed by the apprentice.
Who is Darth Malgus.
Who became Darth Malgus, yeah.
Yes. Quinlan Vos. We kind of agree. 78 to 82 and you said 81.
81. I feel like 81 is a fair one, you know?
Yeah.
Like
do you know how he technically died in game? How he technically died? According to the
deleted scene. Yes, I do. If you don't know, you should look it up.
We'll talk about it in more detail once we present Quinlan Vos.
It is rough.
And according to Legends, he survived that.
No. No, he did not.
Oh.
There is no way.
Ben Solo. I think...
Said 99, right?
I think given what we did with Rey, I think he should be moved down. I'll accept the 97.
He's obviously more powerful than she is.
He's better at fighting than she is. Yeah, but they're the same more power. Experience. That's the entire point of Rise of Skywalker.
He was actually trained.
He was trained by a Jedi. She was unorthodox.
Victoria.
Yeah.
Is Ben Solo more powerful than Rey?
By definition, no. In the Force, no.
I didn't ask same you. Being I didn't ask to you. The Force. I didn't ask you. Victoria?
Yes.
99.
According to the Force. According to the Force.
Put a 99 down.
I just said yes.
You typed 9090. I'll take that one as well.
Turned into Dragon Ball Z.
Wait, I just wanted on record that I didn't agree with Hayden. I just said yes. Hush. Okay.
Language.
I didn't put any for the High Republic. I didn't know how to deal with it.
That's fine. We'll just estimate what I put down there.
We'll do it outside of the camera. It's not entertaining.
Off camera.
Yeah. Ben Skywalker from Legends.
I put a 9 too because he's basically Kylo. And he was like Luke's right-hand man in that war after the Empire was destroyed.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Porter Engel from the High Republic. I said 84 to 87. You said 84 to 88. So we're basically the same thing.
Yeah. 86.
Yeah, 86.
Yeah. That guy's pretty cool, too. He was just as respected as Yoda is.
Yeah. He was 300 years old at the time.
Yeah. Very nimble.
Getting on to the Sith now. We'll come back and do the ones we didn't have to argue about later.
Yeah.
And
you don't have to see them. You'll just see them on the board.
Yeah. Or if you can't read what's on the board later, then you can
wait until we talk about it. It'll be like a picture. It's fine.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. Sith.
Victoria's telling us. Hold on.
Sheev Palpatine.
99.
Darth Maul. I say 92, 96. You say 95.
With legs or without legs?
With the legs. With the robotic legs.
93, 94.
I'm going to go with 94. 94.
Savage Opress. Why is he the second person you put on the list for a Sith?
He's iconic.
Savage Opress?
Yeah.
85.
I put 75 to 80. Because, dude, he got beaten.
That's fine. That's fine.
He got beaten really quickly all the time he faced an actual Sith.
Or Jedi.
Yeah. Except for Halsey and Knox.
Which they... We've already discussed. We've already discussed them.
Hard. Which one?
Savage?
Yeah. 75, 80?
Yeah, 80. 79. Put it down.
Count Dooku.
Hard.
I think we should put him at the same level as Obi-Wan.
No.
Dude, what? Okay, they're in a duelist capacity. They're kind of matched in like a chess game.
Okay,
94.
That's fine.
So that put him in the same as Maul, so that works out well. Darth Vader,
98.
Same as Luke.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, okay, I'm saying he should be below Palpatine. Because Palpatine purposely made it so that his suit restricted his motion.
And then Darth Vader threw him off of a ledge.
But Darth Vader couldn't...
Think about restricted motion.
Darth Vader couldn't lift it above, like, his shoulders above this.
There was a lot of noise happening in that scene there.
It was just biceps that he was doing that
with. Biceps? Okay, whatever. 98.5.
No.
Just below Sheev.
Yes. Darth Revan. I said 95 to 97.
97, I feel like. He was very powerful.
Malak.
Which one is Malak? Is that with mouth or without mouth?
Without mouth. No mouth.
Which one without mouth?
Yeah, there are two with no mouth. Revan's friend. Revan cut his mouth off.
So less than Revan.
Yeah.
93.
Darth Nihilus. The Planet Eater.
That's possibly the scariest of the Sith. I had him pretty high, I think.
You said that one guy from Spirited Away.
I had him pretty high, didn't I?
I have it at 95 and 98. You have him at 98. I'll agree with the 98.
98. Man, like, took he the...
Eats planets.
Eats the planets.
What, takes Victoria? A snack.
Wrap it up. Moving on. Wrapping it up.
Darth Bane. 93 to 96. You said 95.
Yeah.
Yeah.
95.
Darth Malgus. Other one without a jaw. The one that got pushed into a mouth.
97.
I said 87 to 93.
Why?
He got bullied by Satel
Shan. And then he survived the entire mountain being fallen on him just because he was so angry.
He got his jaw cut off like a nerd.
95. I'll take 95 for him.
I'll take that.
Alright. One last one, and then we jump down to the bottom for a couple, and then we start putting them on the board.
Yeah. Darth Sion.
I don't remember that one.
What do you do? He's also, he's the, you know, Darth Nihilus was the embodiment of hunger. Sion was the embodiment of agonizing pain.
Oh, was he the one that had the one eye?
Yeah, and like it looks like he was disintegrating slowly. I said 92 to 95. You said 96.
Man can't see out of one eye.
So can't Nick Fury.
Okay, halfway between whatever you said.
Let's go with 93. We have two, one more that we do in the grand. Darth Treya.
She was the triumvirate. She was the leader of the triumvirate. So yeah. I said 97.
I'll take that. Okay, so
this is the nicest the show will ever be.
Yeah, we're gonna hate each other once it actually starts. Kylo Ren. I said 95 to 98.
Lower than Ben Solo. At least.
What did we say for Ben Solo?
Should have been a 99.
We should not have been there. We said like 98.
Yeah.
Just 2 months.
So like 95 for
you
Kylo.
Said, oh yeah, wasn't
95 for Kylo Ren.
I'd say 97.
Aaron.
97.
97? Why?
Ahsoka Tano. Ahsoka Tano.
99.
Did I say 88 to 94 and you said 95? Rebels Mandalorian Ahsoka.
Is that Mandalorian?
This is Ahsoka, or Clone Wars Final Season Ahsoka.
Mandalorian Ahsoka?
Yeah.
97.
I'm thinking mid-90s.
No. No way. Dude, she's like crazy powerful. Okay.
Grievous.
Victoria agrees.
General Grievous.
85.
I think he should be less. The dude ran from every fight he was involved.
Okay. 83.
I'll take that.
And he's got four arms and four lights.
He's apparently a Jedi killer. I've never seen him do it.
I've never seen him kill a Jedi before, but they say he does.
Boba Fett.
I
say 92 to 96, you say 95.
I'll take 94 at the lowest.
Let's go with 95. Jango Fett. He should be lower than Boba.
Okay.
I say 84 to 88.
Man got his head cut off very easily.
Yeah. He said 90.
90's fine, right? That's Jango Fett. He was the guy we were talking about that was known for killing Jedi.
Yeah. Okay. Those are all the ones you put your input
Boom.
On. So we need to do a cut when we actually have all of the other ranks done.
Yeah.
So when you see us next, we'll have most of our ranks done and we'll figure out some way of sorting
exactly like what we're doing right now.
Yeah. Alright. Pause. It's gonna be a long time for us, it'll be short for y'all.
2 hours later.
So, we're back.
We did the thing.
We did a lot
it
of things.
It took like over an hour.
If you can see the back, we made the tournament board for you guys.
It's going to get ridiculous.
It is going to get ridiculous. Our number one overall seed is
Darth Sidious.
Yeah.
Big Daddy Palps.
And then number two is Yoda.
Yeah, of course.
And then it goes down from there.
Yeah.
We'll pan over and do some magical editing.
Yeah,
to help you guys show it. If you're on the podcast, you can just go to our Instagram page, which is Nerdament Podcast, or Twitter at Nerdament Pod, and see that up close and personal. I apologize for the handwriting, because Aaron has really bad handwriting.
I have really good handwriting.
No, you can't read your handwriting.
It's above everybody else.
Anyways.
Everybody else can read it. It's special.
Okay, so that's about it. Yeah, look forward to us actually doing what we actually do in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll start divvying up who is to represent who. And
we haven't decided that part yet, but we will off camera.
Yeah,
and we'll tell you about it when we get back. It's pretty late. I'm tired.
I'm
hungry.
Sure y'all aren't tired, unless this is like... Unless y'all are watching this at like 3 a.m.
Sorry if we made you tired.
It's some of you. Y'all should probably go to bed.
Yeah. Listen to Aaron.
Get some sleep.
Yeah. This weekend we'll be at the Dallas Comic Con. If y'all want to come hang out, say hi or whatever. we look like this.
You know what we look like now. Except Victoria.
Victoria is a mystery. Yeah, we don't know what she looks like.
Unless you watch her YouTube channel. Yeah. Do you want to plug that in, by the way, Victoria?
She says no.
Okay.
That is all, I think. I think we did pretty much everything we needed to do.
Yeah.
Anyone say anything?
Look forward to us actually getting on here and arguing to each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a good season. Other's faces.
It's going to be a good season. I'm ready. I'm excited. Let's get to it. Yeah. We'll see you guys next week. As per usual, you are on the YouTube. Like and subscribe. Talk to us in the comments. We'll talk back to you. Not in a bad way. We'll answer your comments. If you're on the podcast, we'll try not to start arguments there. Follow us, subscribe, leave us a review on Apple Podcast. Tell your friends. Let's get the community going here.
Mm.
Got a lot of plans, a lot of videos, video ideas we want to be doing in the future. So
yeah,
let's get this thing going. See you guys in a couple weeks.
Yeah, we'll see y'all when we start the official season of Nerdament.
Bye.
Later.